Hi, everybody. Yeah, thank you so very much. It is the good stuff, and we're delighted to be with you right now. And we have a whole bunch of good stuff, right, Mike?
Yeah, 4th of July coming up this week.
That's right. And I've got a piece called Class Reunion. I know a lot of people are doing class reunions over the summertime.
Just did that this last week. And I have something along the patriotic theme from Douglas MacArthur. But first, I'm going to tell you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. And coming up later in July, it's the Nebraska Star Party out at Merritt Reservoir, which has been designated as an international dark skies area. So you might want to find out what that is. You can Google that, go to NebraskaStarParty.org, or go to VisitValentine.com, and you can find out more information about that and a lot of other things to do right here in Cherry County in the Valentine area.
Tri-State Livestock News. You know, you can visit them online for the latest stories, sales report, updates, and coincidentally, that's where you go to subscribe. It's tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
All right, you go first. Let's talk about class reunions.
Class reunion. This is by Jim C. Carpenter. I read an ad in the paper one day in the Dallas Morning News all about my class reunion in a town near Santa Cruz. I tried to decide if I should go to meet my friends and peers and see how classmates from the past had aged in all these years. I finally resolved that I should go and see what I could see and meet my friends from the senior class of 1953. I rented a tux and a black toupee, then brushed my shoes and hair. I trimmed my mustache and my beard and changed my underwear. I emptied the bottle of aftershave and rented a limousine. I brushed my teeth with Ultra Bright, then gargled some Listerine. I soon arrived in splendid form with a flower on my chest, sporting a rented diamond ring and smelling my very best. Now I was dressed in the finest garb like a monarch at a feast when I discovered that no one there seemed familiar in the least. Well, not a soul remembered me, and my heart dropped to the floor when I remembered that I was in the class of 54. Went to the wrong class reunion.
Oh, man. So this is for the 4th of July coming up. I Have Not Lived in Vain by General Douglas MacArthur. Build me a son, O Lord, who will be strong enough to know when he is weak and brave enough to face himself when he is afraid. One who will be proud and unbending in honest defeat and humble and gentle in victory. Build me a son whose wishbone will not be where his backbone should be. A son who will know thee and that to know himself is the foundation stone of knowledge. Lead him, I pray, not in the path of ease and comfort, but under the stress and spur of difficulties and challenge. Here, let him learn to stand up in the storm. Here, let him learn compassion for those who fail. Build me a son whose heart will be clean, whose goal will be high, a son who will master himself before he seeks to master other men, one who will learn to laugh, yet never forget how to weep. One who will reach into the future and never forget the past. And after all of these things are his, add, I pray, enough of a sense of humor so that he may always be serious, yet never take himself too seriously. Give him humility so that he may always remember the simplicity of greatness, the open mind of true wisdom, and meekness of true strength. Then I, his father, will dare to whisper, I have not lived in vain. That's the name of that one, I Have Not Lived in Vain. It was written by General Douglas MacArthur. Certainly something to remember as we go into the 4th of July. How about some Slices of Life, written by Jill Pertler? Again, these appeared in the Oneida Watchman here back in 2012, and I've been sharing a few of those every now and again here on the Good Stuff program. So just kind of a list of some of the sweet, simple pleasures of life. How about this one? This is number 31 on the list, in case you're counting. A first grader's toothless grin. Oh. How many school pictures do you have where the front teeth are missing, right?
Oh, and they're so precious.
How about when the tooth fairy gets tired and nods off before fulfilling her duties?
I've heard that happen before.
How about believing in magic? And another simple pleasure is summer rain. Yeah, we've been blessed with some summer rains here recently. Iced coffee.
Yeah.
I'm not a big iced coffee person.
Oh,
but
I am.
I enjoy a good cup of coffee on a nice, cool morning. How about having some real cream with that coffee?
Oh, yes. Okay. Heavy whipping cream goes good on everything.
Another pleasure here in life, a simple pleasure, having your best friend on speed dial. So, again, those were from Jill Pertler, Slices of Life from 2012. And that's the good stuff.